It's time to play Good Idea, Bad Idea on Rant While Driving to Work. My name's Jay Recker. Thank you for joining me in my drive today. Wherever you may be, hit me up at RantWhile on Twitter, RantWhile@gmail.com. So the good idea, bad idea, guys. Wife is thinking about moving, and she gets this bug about this time of year, every year. So it's like, well, what is she to do? So she keeps looking and looking and forward me Zillows and screenshots and new build developments, and my inbox gets just destroyed, and I get text messages throughout the day. And so to appease the wife, as the good husband that I am, afraid that if I buy here, it's going to go crash, 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 and then I could be, it's bad. Anyways. So how large of a house can I buy? How much money will it cost me? And I go to better.com is where I found my way. And you can type in some information very easily, very quickly, and that gives you an idea of how much you can get a loan for. And then if you click some more steps, then it will give you pre-approved loans and letters. And I did not go that route. I stopped right before because there's really no point. But it was good because I didn't need to deal with anybody. I didn't need to talk to anybody. I'm getting bombarded on some emails and some text messages, but such is life. And the number they came out with was $463,000 home. And I was like, oh, wow. And the down payment was like $103,000 or $108,000. And I was like, oh, how am I getting that money? What are they doing? What are they talking about? How? I don't have that kind of coin lying around. And they go, well, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to sell your house and use that money in the escrow in the house for a down payment. Then you're going to empty your 401k, and you're going to empty your savings account, and you're going to empty your Roth IRA. And because there's taxes implications on those, and there's going to be early withdrawal penalties, we've already included that. And the most you can put down then is $108,000 out of this $463,000. And then there's a little sliding scale, two sliders. How much house do you want? And then like how much money is your down payment? And then it tells you like percentages of what you're gonna put down. And it's like, oh my goodness. So the good idea, bad idea. Good idea, we get out of the ghetto. There's gunshots, and the house next to us got drive by last year, and house got broken into the year before that, and so it's not ideal to be raising two kids in. But this is where we are. This is where we can afford, right? Sometimes you have to just live where you can afford. So they're saying, I empty out everything, I have no savings whatsoever, and no capacity, and put everything into the house. And then some people were like, oh, well, you can get out of the house and out of the bad neighborhood into a great neighborhood and go from, a house that's worth $170,000 to a house that's worth $460,000, almost a $300,000 difference, just gigantic house at that point. Unfortunately, the house market is where I'm at is so stupid expensive. $400,000 gets me a really nice, nice four bedroom probably. Or not a super nice one, but like probably a new build. I saw one, and you can even get one for like maybe the last $380,000 maybe. So yeah. The really, really nice stuff now is like $600,000 in my area. Like the super, super nice stuff. Super huge, right? I saw such a big house. It was $600,000 and change. I have no clue, what I would do with all that room. Like, we don't have enough things to... You just have sections of the house that would be empty. Like, why is that door closed? We bought a house in that room. It doesn't mean anything to us. So we just locked the door from the inside and we closed it because we're not going to use it. Just, I mean, these things are monstrous. I mean, I don't know what we would need this for. If we had more kids, I guess. No, some like it was like 5 bedrooms and like a game room and like a great room and a dining room and then a study. And you're like, holy crap, seriously? Yeah. So just ginormous, like 3,300 square feet. It was a monster of a place. You know, so should I A, stay where I'm at, B, sell everything, start from just zero out everything and move? This is the dilemma that I'm in. That's why it's a good idea, bad idea. Good idea, we get out of the ghetto into a bigger home. Bad idea, we have no savings, no 401k, no Roth, no savings account. We're putting all our eggs in one basket. If the housing market goes down, we lose everything with it. You know, it's taken years to build up something of a semblance of a retirement package. Years. 6 years. 7 years. 7 years. Almost 8, probably. And, you know, then do that again? It's like, oh, man. That doesn't seem like a smart thing to do, does it? Yeah, but then, Jay, if this house, if it goes up in value, this would be the last house, though. This would be, like, the forever home, as they call it. Especially if it's that big, like, there's no reason to go anywhere else until everyone's moved out and you want to downsize, right? You know, in like 30, 20 years or something like that, 30 years. Yeah, I guess 30, 40 years, right? Something like that. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I don't think we're going to do it. You know, we looked at land. Land's expensive now. When it was cheap, we had no money. And now when we have equity in a house and to roll things over, it's just expensive. I'm hoping we can save money somehow. I don't know how, but somehow. And sell the house right as it's starting to go down. Right as the market is going down. Pick up as much equity as you can. And then the market goes, catches on fire in a bad way. And then you can move into a really nice neighborhood like it was 08 again, you know, 09. And just like areas were decimated and you can just buy stuff really cheap and get into things. Yeah, but we don't have any money. We don't have like any cash laying around, but I'm just hoping that would be like, I don't know how that would work, but that's the happy ending. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to figure something out. What I need you to do to help me out is click on the link in the description below to go to Mint Mobile. That's going to save you $15, or actually, no, I'm sorry, it's going to cost you $15 a month for your phone service. You can bring your phone with you, you can bring your phone number with you, and you're going to save a buttload of money. If you're thinking of a decision, that's a good decision, right? Good decision. Bad decision is not clicking on the link. Good decision, clicking on the link, going to Mint Mobile, typing it in your information, bada bing, bada boom. Before you know it, you got a new SIM card in the mail, right, delivered right to your doorstep. Super easy instructions to flip it over, and bam, you save money. You're like, Jay, I don't want to save money. I'm happy with my service. I've had it for a long time. I'm a loyal customer. I enjoy spending upwards of Nitrogen Sports. I don't think they have the lottery, but they've got squares and they've got survivor pools during the NFL season. I think they're going to have bracket this year for March Madness. Yeah, man, it is super, super fun. It is a online site. All you need to do is go to the click on the link for the Nitrogen Sports. You need a username and a password, and you're off to the races, as they say. And once you win your money, then kabam, 90 minutes, it's gone, withdrawn. Fastest in the industry. Safe and secure. The fantastic people. Great customer service. They'll answer any of your questions and get back to you in a timely manner. Highly recommend them. If you love money, Mint Mobile. If you hate money, if you just like to spend and gamble, then go gamble. Now, you could always do both. Maybe you go to Mint Mobile, save a bunch of money, and then use that money that you'd be spending on your bill anyways, and you just put it into Nitrogen Sports. That'd be kind of fun too. Let me know, guys, what you think, and help me out here on my decision. See if you would do that. Would you sell everything? Invest everything in the house? Or would you trust this process, diversify, wait for a better opportunity, and continue from there? I don't know. I'm thinking this, the latter, but maybe you're the former. You let me know on the Twitter box. Rant while I'm right there. You can catch me all the time. DMs are open. Until next time, this is Jay. Rant while driving to work.